guys right there. Love hurts. Sounds like it really does almost physically in that song, doesn't it? Just having that discussion here. There.
Bless his heart. Oh, more and less in the morning. We're in the downtown studio at Riverside Unique. We call it the Fishbowl, and it is the first Friday of the month. Can you believe March is here?
What happened?
Love may hurt, but spring does not. Very excited.
Good point. Well
March,
made.
March is a good thing.
March is a good thing. It's a great month, and we're kicking it off on a first Friday, which is awesome.
Yes.
Tonight is first Friday. It's going to be beautiful weather, so everybody should come down. A bunch of things are debuting. That we have a few art openings at King Cultural. And a few of the galleries, so come down for those.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just such nice weather. I mean, I know it's a little chilly, but, like, we're here. We made it.
And I think we're getting to the point, because we kind of got teased with some spring-like weather, so we're ready for spring to be here, and we're ready for those warm weather Fridays.
We're ready. Warm weather also means we're starting a lot of outside stuff downtown. So next round of facade projects started today, which is very exciting. So business owners for the next round are getting in their applications this month. And even most exciting, you're hearing it here first, is that Main Street Chestertown has contracted with Design Collective out of Baltimore, and they are going to be leading the downtown master plan. That'll take the first phase will kind of take place over the next 6 months, and it'll include community input, stakeholder meetings, visioning, some concept drawings, you name it. And the hope is that hopefully by the end of 2024, we have kind of a guiding document for the historic district, not just for us in Main Street, but all the organizations and the municipality that do anything in the district. So
will there be public meetings and opportunities so people can give their input?
Yep, there'll be not only targeted stakeholder meetings, but also, you know, we'll call it a town hall, for lack of a better term.
Right.
And, of course, you know, people can always send their thoughts in as well as they have them. But it's an exciting time. We're going to, you know, this is the opportunity to keep the feel of Chestertown and the reason we all live here and love this place.
And the history.
And history, and preserve it.
Right.
For our kids to enjoy it in the exact same way.
Right. So. And probably to change things and be able to do business maybe in a more up-to-date manner.
Keep it relevant.
Right.
Keep the feel, keep the, you know, keep the the reason we all live here, right?
It's very exciting.
But keep it the same. So just my feel-good story to leave you with.
Yes.
Is you may have seen it on Facebook, but Modern Stone Age Kitchen has their pizza oven. And there is, it's the inside is canvas to cook the pizzas on.
Oh.
Well, it ripped, and they knew that if they let it rip any further, bad things are, you know, would happen to all of our pizza, and that's not a good thing.
Okay.
So luckily, we have canvas experts in town at Sultana. They called up Sultana. One of the crew members came over, stitched it right up for them, and our pizza lives on.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
To me, that's just an amazing example of Chestertown helping each other.
That's right.
With our very specific skill sets, and like, where else can that happen, right?
Exactly.
You know? Right.
No place but Chestertown. So watch for the facade improvements. And I did want to circle back to that. This also includes lighting in a lot of these facade improvements.
Yeah.
So it's going to be lighting up the street and making it a lot more inviting for
people.
So
you may have noticed at night, Chesapeake Bank and Trust now on the corner is all uplit.
Looks
landscape
great.
Lighting. Deep Landing did a great job kind of renovating the huge pendant light that's in their entry.
Because,
you know, that corner was always so dark.
And I love
kind
that
of a
little,
black hole. So.
I love that little pocket park because that's a nice place to just kind of sit down on that bench and collect your thoughts if you're walking around town, decide where you're going next and stuff like that. And it fits.
Yep.
It fits in the theme of the town, but it's so functional.
And so many, you know, we'd rather take out invasive boxwoods that don't belong there, put in some place that has native grasses and you know, a place for people to sit. They're actually the first people that sat on the bench there were doing, and as the construction guys were still like cleaning up, so we know it'll be used. There's some more benches going into the pocket park that we're finishing by the Kent Cultural Building. So look for little things like that we can do to make a big impact in a small way.
And things that are good for not only the people who live here, but the people who
come
here.
All right. Exactly.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Nina.
You.
Main Street Minute, always a pleasure.